We're doing Emunah Bitachon. We're up to page Chaf Aleph. The Chazon Ish have been describing how the base connection to the idea that Hashem runs the world is Emunah, and then the application when we have to deal with the difficulties of life and those trying moments where we feel like it's a flight or fight. What I'm going to do is going to define the outcome. Remembering in those moments that Hashem is in control, that's bitachon. And then the Chazon Ish discussed the applications of living a Torah lifestyle, where there are monetary questions, where there are questions where we really desire to fight for our rights, fight for our accomplishments, our achievements. To do those within the confines of halacha are a reflection of bitachon as well. That's the way we're going to lead our lives. So if I file taxes and I have to decide whether I'm going to reveal that other income or not, that's a reflection of my emunah and bitachon. Is Hashem here right now? Am I living my life in accordance with the principles I believe in? It applies to the little things. The way to acquire this great level that a person says, I'm going with the justice system of the Torah. This is the way I'm running my life. How do we accomplish that? There are two components. One is habit. That a person gets into the habit of analyzing every question as a question of what does the Torah want of me? That's a habit. Do I form that habit? And the second tool that allows us to acquire this trait is learning. As is well known, having a limited emunah is not enough to keep a person from doing wrong. Because man's nature is that man is always in pursuit of his desires. Man has desires. It can be honor, it can be wealth, it can be many things, but we spend our life in pursuit of certain goals. And attaining that wholeness that our actions and our beliefs don't contradict, which is not easy. Very often, this is what I believe in, but this is what I do. They don't exactly meet. They're not exactly symmetrical. So to attain that wholeness, it requires a lot of habit. You have to form positive habits. Vatmadat alimud, and diligence in studying. Asher letikunam nitchabru sfarim rabim, v'nemru dot rabot berav tvunot. That many books have been written with instructions on how to fix one's traits and apply our faith in our lives. Vasher skimu kulam kirif'ut hamidot em larbot b'gnuta shel ha'alicha achantiot hachofshiyot shel hanefesh mitzad echad. Everyone seems to agree that if you want to cure yourself, so to speak, you want to become a correct person, so then you have to keep recognizing how pursuing one's instincts, one's cravings or tendencies for freedom. Meaning, one of the human tendencies is that we have a tendency to veer towards freedom. We want maximum freedom. So Shabbos, when a person is starting out in Judaism, is an inhibition. It prohibits him from doing certain things on that day. So our natural tendency is to bolt. No, I don't want that. Ah, but I believe in Judaism. But now Judaism is telling me I can't smoke on Shabbos. But I like to smoke. Now you're telling me I can't smoke on Shabbos? Wait. We got a problem. Our natural tendency is that we veer towards freedom. So one tool that's often applied to developing one's connection to Emunah is to put down that natural tendency that to veer for the freedom. And to also arouse people to understand their responsibility to fulfill the statutes of the Torah and the great transgression in rebelling against Hashem and His holy Torah. הכרת הגנות של הרע והכרת החובה לשמירת הטוב יחד מתאים את האדם לדרך הטוב ללכת בו כל הימים. If one can recognize what's bad with veering off the path and what's good with going on the path, that helps a person stay on the path his whole life. So this is why it's sometimes important to think about what someone else's life is like. I got an email from someone. He tells me, I'm a computer programmer. If I'd be out somewhere in the Midwest, non-observant, so then I could buy a Big Mac for a dollar, I don't know, $1.50, whatever it is today, send my kids to free public school, make $150 an hour, and bring most of it home at the end of the day. I'm sending my kids to Jewish education, eating kosher, leading a lifestyle that's far more costly, and at the end of the day, I'm in debt. So I was shocked at the email, because when I wrote him back, I said, you know what, but isn't it pitiful to lead a life where you look at the end of the day and you can't understand the meaning of what you're doing every day? So you have money in the bank. That's not the only question at hand. Is there meaning? Is there purpose? You ask that programmer out in the Midwest, and you ask him, hey, why are you living? And what are you striving to accomplish? And he might not have an answer. You have an answer. So why are you looking at that aspect? You have to understand the value of what you are doing and what you are accomplishing and what you're giving over to the next generation. Is it difficult? It's difficult. No one can argue. It's difficult. But what's the alternative? Don't just look at the alternative. I could be eating a Big Mac. First of all, you can't. You know there's Hashem. You know He has demands of you. And you know He's going to take you to task if you do. So an ant was created without the worries of bringing up a family, and a pig was created so that he enjoys rolling in the mud, and he can enjoy, and that's his Garden of Eden, when he could roll in cool mud and go around in his own feces, and he's happy with that. So that's the pig. So maybe I should say, I'm sorry, I'm not a pig. I don't enjoy that. That's not how I have the greatest pleasure in life. No, I say, thank God. I have a mission in life. I have a responsibility. Is it difficult? It's difficult. Is it challenging? Yes, it's challenging. But do I have to look at the alternative and say that would be better? No, it wouldn't be better. So the Chazon Ish says, you want to stick to the path, it's not going to be easy. You have to appreciate what's good about the path and what's bad about not being on the path. Those are two components that help us stay on the path. So we don't like spending our time putting down other people. But we do have to appreciate the value of the life we're leading. We do have to appreciate why this is right and the importance and the impact of what we're doing in the world. It's a little bit stunning to see what's going on today. There's this little group of terrorists that have managed to actually infiltrate the world, and people look up to them and admire them and want to join them. And you ask yourself, wait a second, how come so many people are attracted to evil? How do they get so many followers? And I want to suggest something else. We have to ask ourselves a question. Are we as proactive and powerful when we are pro-good as they are when they are pro-evil? They wake up in the morning and they're ready to go out with their bloodthirst and destroy. Do we get up in the morning and say, I'm ready to go and conquer and make the world a better place? Because we can undo them. But we have to have that force. We have to wake up with conviction in the morning. We have to get up and say, I'm doing what's right. And it's important. And so my tefillah is important. So when I'm going to daven, I'm not going to be davening thinking, I can't wait to eat my breakfast. I'm going to be davening thinking, this is what the world needs. That conviction, seeing the value in what we're doing, makes a world of a difference. I once had a friend who said to me, he said, when you fight someone who wants to kill you, initially they're stronger than you. Because they approach with a no holds barred. Before you understand what's going on, they're ready to throw you off your feet. They're on the attack. The second you realize that you have to fight for your life, you can put in your full effort. But when someone comes and starts pushing you, your first instinct is you're not sure, you don't push back, you don't want him to fall, you don't want you to fall, you're vulnerable. But at some point you have to realize, hey, I have to fight. If you invest your full force, you could win. When they teach you in martial arts, how do you hit through a brick? How do you hit through a block of wood? You have to see yourself passing through it. If you think my fist has to hit that brick, nothing's going to happen. If you think my fist has to be beyond that brick, you get beyond that brick. The question is, where's your scope? When we get up in the morning, and I'll get through the day. Okay, so then maybe you get through the day. If you get up through the morning and you got to accomplish, you got to be beyond that day. You have to have more accomplishment for the day. Then you have the vigor, you have the excitement, you have the goal, you have the purpose, and then we accomplish. So if they can accomplish what they've accomplished, that only should serve to teach us how much we can and should accomplish. Says the Chazon Ish, okay, in order to stay on the path, look at the alternative and look at the value of what you're doing. Those two should give you the strength to stick with it.